Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, the exemption permits for Zimbabweans living in South Africa, which are expiring at the end of this year.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that one person died from COVID-19, while 34 new cases were recorded countrywide. As at 16 November 2021, Zimbabwe had 133,505 confirmed cases, including 128,337 recoveries and 4,698 deaths. To date, a total of 3,514,286 people have been vaccinated against COVID, that's the first jab, while 2,712,979 got their second doses.
In South Africa, Economic Freedom Fighters party leader Julius Malema has denounced calls by some political parties and civic society organizations pushing for the removal of foreigners from South Africa, saying he would rather lose votes in 2024 elections than allow millions of Zimbabweans, Nigerians and other nationals to return home. More than 180,000 Zimbabweans may face problems if their exemption papers are not renewed by the end of this year. Donga?
Wangu vadiwa vateriri nevatariri nasi muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nenyaya yedenda reCovid-19. Pamusoro pezvo totarisa nyaya yemapepa anobvumidza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nezvekune dzimwewo nyika zviri muSouth Africa kugara munyika iyi zvichishanda zviri pamutemo nekuenda kuchikoro nezvimwe zvose zvichiita zviri pamutemo. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti magwaro iwayo ari kupera kushanda muna December kana kuti kupera kwazvita wegore rino. Saka zvaita kuti vamwe vari muSouth Africa vanga vematongerwo enyika nemasangano akazvimirira vari kuti kuhurumende yeSouth Africa, aiwa, hamufani kunge muchiramba muchimutsiridza magwaro iwayo, vanhu ngavadzokere kunyika dzavo. Asi tanzwa mutungamiri webato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEconomic Freedom Fighters vaJulius Malema vari kukurudzira vose vari kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvibude muSouth Africa nenyaya yekuti magwaro azvo anenge apera kushanda panopera gore rino. VaMalema vari kuti zviri nyore kana zvingava nani kuti varasikirwe zvavo nemavhoti pane kuti vasamira-mira vachiona kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvikuru zvekuZimbabwe zvagara zviri munyika iyi vachiti hapana chekuti vadzokere kuZimbabwe nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Tichitarisa panyaya yeCovid-19, bazi rezveutano rakazivisa nezuro kuti munhu mumwe chete akafa neCovid-19. Vamwe makumi matatu nevana kana 34 vakawanikwa vaine denda iri nyika yose nezuro. Kufa kwemunhu mumwe chete kwasvitsa vanhu vafa neCovid-19 pazviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevasere 4,698. Kusvika pari nhasi, vanhu vanodarika 3.5 million vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19, kuchiti vamwe vanodarika 2.7 million vabayiwa nhomba yepiri. Gibbs.
Ndivohambe mahlabezulu linjani laphelikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. ULive Talk lamhla ke sikhuluma kunye okujiyeneyo. Okokuqala siyakhangela ke i-COVID-19 uthi kambe kungakuhamba njani nxa sikhangela ke ne-COVID-19. Kukhanya kulo muntu osengene lapha kuhlelo kodwa ke sizamchitha abambe khonangale sizamngenisa ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kulabantu abaningi ongani bayahlupheka kule South Africa khona manje Jonga. Nxa sikhangela ke udubo lolu lwamaphepha kumeti alungiswe. So ke sikhaseke nge-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulo muntu oyedwa obulewe i-COVID-19 izolo. Kuze kusithi ke abayi 34 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Nxa sikhangela njalo ke ngakhonokho okubika luhlangothi lolu luthi kula bantu abayi 32 abaphephe izolo kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Njalo ke luthi ke kula bantu asebefika 4,698 asababulawa umkhuhlane lo sukela nyakeni. So ke luyaphinda njalo ukuthi kusukela ke ngonhlolanja lonyaka sokulabantu abedlula 3.5 million asebejove ijekiseni yakuqala. Bese kusithi asebejove ijekiseni yesibili bayi 2.7 million. Kuzobuya ke abantu asebengani ke bathola umkhuhlane lo okwamanje bafika 470. So masikhangela ke kusukela nyakenye kula bantu 133,505 usebahlola batholakala pelo COVID-19. Kwaphepha kumkhuhlane lo abantu bafika 128,000. Yes, siyakubona ukuthi kunjalo. Sizikhangela ke okwenzakala eSouth Africa abantu bathithibele abanye sibili ngoba ama-papers abo lawa okuthiwa ngama-exemption papers ase-expire ama-permits lawa. So abantu ke bajala uvalo olunyolumangalisayo ukuthi kambe kuyayenzakalani ngesikhathi ke soku-expire ingwalo zabo lezi. Yes, so sangena kukho konke lokhu sizwe ukuthi udaba lolu uhamba njani. Ngothi ke sibone ukuthi silobani lapha jonga osengena kuhlelo lwethu ukwenza ukuthi siqhubeke sizwe ukuthi kume njani. So ke wa-introducer ke ubaba osekhona kunamanje jonga.
Wongu, we have Dr. Vusimuzi Swanda, who is the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum based in South Africa. Welcome to our show, Dr. Swanda.
Good afternoon or good evening, and thank you.
Yes, I think, Dr. Swanda, the topical issue at the moment is the Zimbabwe exemption papers. What's your take on the issue?
Well, look, of course, we do hear that there are rumors, you know, people saying they've heard from the president, you know, and that the permits have been extended for another 5 years. And we know that in the history of the permits, they've never been given for a period in excess of 4 years, which we think is just a rumor that is meant, you know, to confuse people. But the issue when it comes to exemption permits is such that whether the government of South Africa does really intend, you know, to renew or not to renew the papers, the people that have been holders of these permits now entitled to permanent residence into South Africa by virtue, you know, of the laws that regulate permanent residence and citizenship, which stipulate that once a person has been in the country for a period in excess of 5 years, that person is entitled to be declared as a permanent resident because that has ordinarily become their home. And once a person has stayed for about 10 years, then that person can apply for citizenship because indeed they have continued in that country and can therefore be called a citizen of that country unless there is something that will bar them from acquiring the citizenship. So the government of South Africa at this moment is faced with a very serious dilemma to the extent that if they decide to renew, you know, these permits on the same basis and conditions, we see that the litigation that is already, you know, on the card might have to proceed because this is going to disadvantage these holders of these permits because they have a better right now. Why, therefore, should they be given something that takes away that particular right? So it's a catch-22 situation for the South African government at this stage.
And we saw some people taking this matter to court, Dr. Spada. Was that a good idea?
Well, it is. I mean, believe you me, a lot of people, the idea of taking the matter to court was actually mooted in about 2019. But the issue was then that, well, look, people have got permits that are valid now, so rather let it continue until the expiry of this particular permit so that a decision should then be taken to decide, you know, what exactly is the best course of action. Now, the delay that the South African government has done now has actually created and, you know, a good platform and a good excuse, you know, for the courts to be then approached because then the people feel a bit agitated considering that when you look at the Zimbabwe exemption permit, they have been very limiting to the holders in the sense that if you got that permit as a person who is self-employed, you may not change those conditions. The reason why you may lose that particular permit is because if you said I was self-employed, but I closed my company, now I found a job, then that permit will not therefore be renewed. If you were studying, and the first time that you got that permit in 2010, some people were students, and that is the reason why we have got the first number for 2010 being 250,000. Now we're sitting at 180. It's because a lot of them have now been disenfranchised by the fact that they graduated from being students to now being, you know, potential employees. And those permits could not be renewed for them because they say you have changed conditions. So this particular situation now wants to eliminate those limitations, you know, which now say you cannot have people living in a country but with only a set of limited rights, while if they are living in the country like any other person and should be entitled to all the rights of employees and people in the country, you know, almost on a permanent basis.
Pane muteriri Dr. Swanda abva angotumira message anonzi Sipho Ngulube. Anzi, but these are special permits, Swanda. You can't just give PP residents to more than 150,000 like that.
The good thing about the law is that the law does, I mean, you know, yes, someone can say it's a special permit. The heart of the South African government was in a good place to try and remedy the situation, you know, that saw a lot of people being undocumented. But the government of South Africa should have foreseen. That's what we call the law. If the law says in 5 years someone must then be given a permanent residence, you may not therefore say it was given under special circumstances. Given under special circumstances, if the South African government did not want to give the permanent residence, they probably should not have renewed that, you know, beyond the four-year period to the five-year period. Now that the permits were renewed, it is now entitled and it has raised a legitimate legal expectation to the holder, because the holder has been in the country for more than 5 years. Now, what we are saying is, if you have got a person who does something because they somebody, but then their desire to benefit that particular person then crosses another legal right that then entitles, you know, that other person to a better right. The law always say a person must therefore be given that better right. Now, I'll give an example. If, for example, the law did not, in the past, did not entitle someone to a permanent residence, and a new law comes in or things change, that then entitles the person a better right. The law will always lean towards a better right than a poor right. And that is the law. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, Gibbs.
Yes. Can you find a single way to see the single way to go about any corners? Come on.
Esingakusho ukuthi esesikubona kuzenzakala ngama permit lawa bizwa ngama Zimbabwe exemption permit, ukuthi laba bantu abasebenzisa ama permit lawa sebehlale isikhathi esifika iminyaka elithumi. Lokho kubenza babe lelungelo elokuthi babe yizizalwane zase South Africa, hayi abahlali kuphela. Ngemva kweminyaka emihlanu umuntu ehleli ezweni lase South Africa uba nelungelo lokuba ngumhlali wakulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni okungenamkhawulo. Bese kusithi ngemva kweminyaka elithumi uba nelungelo lokuba yisizalwane. Ama-permit lawa abencitsha laba bantu abawaphetheyo ilungelo elobuzalwane. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi sebehlala iminyaka elithumi, kusho ukuthi ugovernment we-South Africa uzithola esesesimelungelo lokuba ngabahlali. Ngokomthetho lelo lungelo akekho ongalithatha alikhuphe ebantwaneni baseZimbabwe. Ngakho uhulumeni we-South Africa uzithola esibhekane nesimo esokuthi into angakusiza ngayo ikuthi awavusele lawo maphemithi ngemigomo efanayo, ethembeni lokuthi abantu abaningi bazophinde balahlekelwe ngamalungelo okuvuselwa kwala maphemithi ngenxa yokuthi bazobenza amacala amancane, kumbe bazobe sebetshintshe imisebenzi, kumbe leyo migomo eyayibekwe ngesikhathi be-aplayela la maphemithi, okufana nokuthi abanye bebesesikoleni, abasesesikolweni sebeqedile esikolweni ngeke avuselwe ngoba kaseyibona abafundi. Labo akade beqashiwe sebalahlekelwa yileyo msebenzi ngeke avuselwe ngoba kabaselazo incwadi zakulezo nkampani zazibaqashile. Okusho ukuthi amanani azoqhubeka elokhu esehla njengoba sesibone sesuke ezinkulungwaneni ezingamakhulu amabili lanhlanu okwalesi sikhathi esehleli ezinkulungwaneni ezilikhulu namathumi ayisishiyagalombili.
Yes, siyawuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikha jana sibise-ke ubaba uMbongani Mkhwananzi. Continue on, Mr. Mkhwananzi Jonga.
Yeah, baba uthini?
Tiripo muziri kufamba.
Aiwa takasimba wa Mkhwananzi, kuri sei ku South Africa?
Hai, South Africa kuhamba kuba mazombe zombe.
Zvakaoma. Yes, we heard from Dr. Swanda on the issue of the Zimbabwe special permits. And there's also a viewer or a listener, Sipho Ngulube, who had said that the South African government can't just give more than 150,000 people their PPs. And also, Ngulube came back, said that's why they changed the names of those permits three times. We all know the government of South Africa was legally advised before all these decisions. And what's your take on this?
I'll say something. You know, you can do something. You can say the wrong thing the right way, and you can say the right thing the wrong way. I think a lot of people are saying the right thing the wrong way. The permits regime was an empathetic gesture from the government of South Africa, looking at the environmental conditions of Zimbabweans and the issues that the Zimbabweans were facing at the time. Therefore, after an empathetic gesture, the follow-up renewals were also informed by the situation the Zimbabweans were facing. It becomes a bit adversarial to go to a negotiated circumstance via a more adversarial approach, which is courts. In our view, when we challenge each other at court, it's now a bit of an enforcement thing, more than a reconciliatory request and understanding each other sort of approach. So in as much as people will then have been here on these permits for over 11 years, the Zimbabwe community, South Africa's approach is a negotiation and reconciliatory tone to say, look, a South African government, we have a people, they are going to have permits expire on this date, and we were of the request that you do this, this and this. In some of our requests, we had said, we had even gone to the extent of saying, look, even if you are not going to give them a permanent stay, perhaps extend the period where if you are renewing, it's a bit longer so that we don't have this abrupt short-term permits that we then need to constantly be talking about and negotiating, let's say, a 10-year period, for instance. So the Zimbabwe community, South Africa's approach is to say, let's negotiate about this. Let's put our case on the table with you so that you understand where we are coming from. And we appreciate the circumstances as the South African government that you also face with high unemployment, with all the other economic downturn factors. So that's what I'm saying, that sometimes you can be saying the right thing, but if you say it the wrong way, you stand the risk of being misunderstood to be adversarial.
Yeah, akutsho sibili ukuthi ukuya enkantolo lokho akuphambanisi amaphepha la ukuthi arenyuwe. Sibona ngani kuyahlupha. Njalo sibe lo Julius Malema sithi lokho ukuthi abantu bokuza ku-1010 yena akawungeni lokho. Angeke futhi athethise abantu bokuza.
Uqondile vele uJulius Malema ukuthi athi hayi abantu balohlupho laba yena ukufake wathi balambile. Kodwa uzama ukuchaza ukuthi hayi angeke ukuthi abantu belohlupho sibaphosele izandla. Yonke lento kodwa kumele siphinde siyinanzelele kabutsha ukuthi lawa maphemithi anikezwana ngobubelo lokuzwisisana kohlupho lukamakhelwane oyithi. Sihambile safika sathi hayi hulumende uyabona ukuthi manje abantu bathwele nzima sicela ubaphe amaphepha laye wakunanzelela ukuthi hayi nxa ngingabazi lapho abantu abagcwele kuleli lizwe lami futhi sebengena kuma documentation regime anjenge-asylum document engasiyo eqondileyo for izikhalazo zabo mhlawumbe awuthi ngibanike i-special permit which is given Section 31, it's actually at the prerogative of minister ukuthi athi ay kule section yabantu laba balohlupho lolu ngizobapha isibanganyana sokuhlala besalungisa ukuthi lokuthi linanzelele ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi futhi uhulumende waseSouth Africa waye engumlamuli phakathi kwendaba yethu eZimbabwe kungamabandla aphikisanayo ezombuswazi kulungiswa i-government of national unity yonke le ndaba. So waye kuzwisisa ukuthi abantu laba bahlutshwe yini. Manje mase kuhlalwe isikhathi, amaphemithi sekurenyuwe kathathu. Ikathathu leyo ize ngemva kokunegotiate. Umphathi wethu thina, uchairman wehlanganiso iZimbabwe Community South Africa, uComrade Nicholas Mabena, he has been deeply involved kulento and it's our approach as the entire committee and the entire organization to say we have gone through three phases of renewals. Lokho kusho ukuthi i-recipe ade siyisebenzisa kanti abayiboni ngani abanye ukuthi yiyo esebenzayo yokukhulumisana. kungcono masikhulumisana nawo umbuso waseSouth Africa usizwisise nathi siwuzwisise bese sifika lapho esizwanana khona isikhathi esiningi kuyalulungisa udaba laba abahambe enkantolo mina ngizokufaka mgceke bagagamele bekungani bengayilindanga ikhulumende ibaphe ithuba ithi ngi-announce ukuthi lokuthi angisho ukuthi abaqondanga ilingizwisise kahle bangabe beqondile ngezikhalazo zabo kodwa bagagamele uhulumende ngezinye indlela thina masekukhangele futhi bakufake kwangabi liqiniso ngoba uma bethi bona barepresent abantu abayi 250,000 thina sazi vele lokuthi okwakhathesi inani vele lekile alisekho le kuleyana initial figure selibo 183,000 bebe vele bekhuluma nje into abangazange bayihlolisisa ngoba abazange baye emntwini wonke bayambuza ukuthi sicela ukuya kumela bafike ba gqokisa wonke umuntu ibhatshi aselelgqoka kwathiwa sesimelwe yibo lathi simangele sekuvela emaphepheni sinje siyinhlanganiso abazange nathi basiqonda sihlale nabo imhlangano before imhlangano sesihlale nabo after sisizama ukuzwisisa kanti where are you coming from ngale nto eseliyikhuluma selihambisini uhulumende enkantolo bayatsho labo izizathu njengoba usibande esitsho yebo vele amaphemithi lawa anemigomo eminye edala ukuthi abantu babe nezinkinga kodwa kwakuyiyo part of ama negotiation ukuthi all right thatha la mina la all right sesivumelana yikho lokho esiza kuqaphunela khona
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ukubambe
ndaida ukuthi vangotaura neshona zvavatsanangura izvozvo vangwananzi
ndichazama kuitaura shona yangu ndekukumbira bhiya chete ndiri kuti inini mapemiti awa takawapiwa nekunzwisisana hatina kuwapiwa nemakhotsi mapemiti aya akabva paku kutaurisana saka kutaurisana ndiko kuri bheta kuti kutware dube siqhubeke sizwelana yechizwanana kuti azwisise kudonzerana ndezvekutaurisana.
Yeah, so thank you very much. Let's bring in another guest, and that is Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. Before we bring other guests, you know, there are so many people on the sidelines right now. So, Chonga, go ahead, Mr. Vusango.
Vusango, charumbira maskera se. Tingati mamuka se.
Mamuka se.
Wakuno tamuka zakanaka. Chiso chenu chakati shibe hacho asindofunga
now it's okay, I think. Now it's okay.
Timboona kuti munobuda zvakadii.
Okay.
Saka nyaya iripo ndiyo yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunzi nezvisaro zvemuSouth Africa nemamwe masangano arimo vafanira kunge vachirenewirwa mapemiti kana kuti apiwe imwe nguva ngavadzokere kumusha kwavotanzwa mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reEconomic Freedom Fighters vaJulius Malema vachiti aiwa zviri nani ndiruze mavhoti pane kuti mudzinga vana veZimbabwe muno ndishamira navo.
Yes, Mr. Vusango, can you hear us?
I lost him right from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So he's saying, you know, these special permits, exemption permits are a problem. They are supposed to be renewed, but the South African government hasn't renewed them. So what's your take on what is going on in terms of Zimbabweans facing this problem?
Thank you very much. I think rest assured, the South African government will renew those permits with no excuse. I think you know that there were municipality elections in South Africa where our sister party, the ANC, has didn't do very well as compared to what they've been doing all these years. And there was a lot of political parties contesting in this municipal election. And we know for sure that these municipal elections had a defining moment as to what is to be expected on the general election coming soon in South Africa. So it really happens. We should have expected that you know things like you know we heard that there was other issues like international drivers that are foreign drivers of trucks are not supposed to. You know, they are protesting that we don't need foreign drivers here in South Africa to work for South African companies, et cetera, et cetera. So those are some of the things that are coming up. But we know for sure that as ZANU-PF, as Zimbabwean government, working with the South African government, ANC is our counterpart in South Africa as far as politics is concerned. We are not worried. We know that Comrade Ramaphosa, who instructed his Minister of Industry to make sure that the Zimbabweans who are working in South Africa have to have their payments be renewed. I think we shouldn't panic. Let's wait. But we've been working very well with the South African government all these years. And, you know, they know that even during the revolution, during the apartheid, you know, most of our comrades in ANC lived in Zimbabwe, trained in Zimbabwe. So we've been having a very good relationship with South Africa and the South African government. So I think, rest assured, let's not worry about it. Let's give it time. There won't be no delay. They will be renewed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Maybe Chonga wants you to speak in Shona. Chonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, and I don't want to say I'm going to have a taurai shumuri miru amai.
So he's saying, can you put that in Shona, Musango?
I can't hear what Chonga, but I can speak in Shona. It's okay.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, to nakuti ku vatereri vechirongwa Studio 7. Permits, nyayama permits inenge yakuda kunzi yakuda kunetsa ma Zimbabweans who are working in South Africa, ma permits awo arenyiwe kuti varambe vachishanda mu South Africa. Ati takaona vamalema vakasupporta that idea vachiti aiwa ma Zimbabweans anoshanda mu South Africa moda kuti vaende kupi, ndo vari kusumudzira economy. As you know, kuti toziva isu kuti ma Zimbabweans ari ku South Africa ndo vari kushanda mabasa akawanda ari kuita kuti economy ya South Africa isumukire. Saka at this juncture, vacha mapermits aya acha renewiwa. Tiri kuti isu as ZANU-PF, of which the government yoku Zimbabwe iri kulidwa ne ZANU-PF, tine rima relationships akanaka ne ANC kubva during apartheid, even before apartheid. Hatisati tamboita dambudziko ne ANC. Tinowirirana pakushanda kwedu semaparty ari kulida South Africa neZimbabwe. Saka tiri kuti isu rest assured kumaZimbabweans ese ari kuSouth Africa kuti musapanika, mapermits enyu acharenyuwiwa. Tinoziva kuti kwakune municipal elections kuSouth Africa. Pakaita mutauro wakawanda, munoziva panoitika politics, panoita any elections, panoita makambeini, pachitaurwa zvakasiyana siyana zvokuti zvifadze vanhu. Zvimwe zvakadai zvinhu zvinobva pakuti iko kuSouth Africa maSouth Africans vanenge vachipopota vachiti maZimbabweans vari kutora mabasa edu, maforeigners vari kutora mabasa edu. Asi tinoziva kuti vana vedu veZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ndo vari kuita mabasa anosumudzira economy yokuSouth Africa. Saka naizvozvo tinoziva kuti kana workforce yokuZimbabwe ikabviswa muSouth Africa, South African economy inoita collapse. Tinoziziva izvozvo. Saka ANC iri kutambudzika. Makaona even vamagashule vaitaura vari amaposa vambeki vaitaura kuKwazulu Natal vachitaura kuti we have got a serious problem in South Africa, which is the economy. Our economy is sinking. We need to do everything possible kuti rescue economy yedu. Saka economy ya South Africa partly inovakwa ne workforce yoku Zimbabwe. Saka tiri kuti maZimbabweans yese, rest assured, mapermits enyu acharenyuwa. Musatya, ndatenda.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vusango. Stay on the line. Let's get one person who has actually joined our show. His name is Nginyane. Babu Nginyane, kunjani? Yes, yaphila sibe sicela utshela abantu ku-background bengakhulumi ngoba siyebezwa abantu bakhuluma ku-background khonapho. So ke sicela ukuthi uqhubekeke ukhuluma kubuqala batshele, then siza kubisa ke ku-program. Wothi sibise ke umnumzana uBongani, siza ukuthi uBongani uthini use-South Africa kurangani. Bongani, kunjani baba?
Siyabona njani?
Awe kulindiswe, uyaphila kodwa?
Ndikabodwa mbiyenini.
So ungahambihambi kakhulu ngoba iyakateka inetwork. So Jonga silobaba lapho uBongani, uBongani udabuka eBhinga kodwa ukwele South Africa. So akusitsheleke ukuthi kume njani khonapha eSouth Africa, ama-permits ayaexpire, uhamba njani Bongani?
Kunzima, abantu abaningi bayakhala, kodwa angeke sibasole kakhulu abantu balapho eSouth Africa. Ngoba banezizathu zokukhuluma into abazikhulumayo. Ngikwela website bakubona ku-right, kodwa kwelethu isayithi sikubona kungekho right. But ngoba ilizwe labo leli, asila voice enkulu uko konke singakutsho ngoba sazala sibalekela uhlupho iningi lethu sizala sizodinga esakuswelayo kithi le. So for ukuthi ngibe against government ye South Africa angeke ngize ngibe against nabo, thine sikucelayo nje ngabaphathi ababhekane nabantu abalapha like ama foreigners ukuthi bakwazi ukusiza abantu ukuthi ba renewela ama permits wabo, bakwazi ukusebenza. Abanye asidinge emsebenzi ngoba ngala ama permit, sidinga ukusebenza because uma ungena permit amapolisa ayadlala kubophile vele. Asidinge ungena industry yabo, siyakwazi ukusebenza, sikwazi ukuthengisa izinto zabo zethu sila.
Ye wena ula i permit kumba ula
mina nginayo, ngikhulumela abanye.
Oh yeah, uyasebenza nje kuphela.
Yeah, mina ngiyasebenza.
Jonga.
Yes, I wanted to ask my brother there, are these Zimbabweans with permits paying taxes? And if so, why are South Africans complaining that they are using their resources?
Obviously, uma une permit, it's obvious uma usebenza une permit, obviously uma une bank kusho ukuthi une pay slip, i-tax yaphuma. Akune inywe i-tax siyayibhatala.
Yes, tolbambe kunapho bongani ungayikatshana ke Jonga. Isikhetho ngamakholazi lapha sizwe ke ubaba Nginyane. Nginyane ngena kunapho ngamafutshane. Usho ukuthi wena ukubona njalo. Une permit? Yeah.
Nginayo baba Dube.
Ula i permit, akusitshele nge permit yakho. Yeah.
Mina ngesifiso sami ante in my own views. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi kube basivalela vele amathuba singawatholi kuze basixoxe sibuyele kithi sikwazi ukuyalusa okwethu. Yikho ngathi uyathola almost 99% yabantu baphandle ababhalisi kuvota, bafuni ukuvota, bafuni ukuthi ngcono sibuyele siyelungisela izwe lethu njengamanye amazwe, bahlale emazwe nabo bafesane lobunzima baze bakulungise lokho okuhlupha.
So Jonga, what he's saying here is that you know, let South Africa deny people these permits because they are supposed to go back home and, you know, make sure that their own country is actually in a good state, you know.
Yes. Where is he falling from?
He is in Johannesburg. He has got a permit.
Yeah, but now, which means he is ready to go back home to Zimbabwe.
So, we are ready to go to Zimbabwe.
Sonke masingaphuma mangingedwa babudube kuzobalizima kodwa masingakukhulwa sonke sibuyele emuva. Ungathi yabheka sisikhulume iqiniso, ngithe ngiyabheka ekhampanini engisebenza kiyo. I-90% singamaZimbabweans kuphela. Then bezokuthi i-7% ngabantu balapha eMzansi. Umsebenzi wabo lusesithethe indawo yomunye umuntu. Eqinisweni singabaleka nje sikhali kodwa sidwengadwenge. Thina siyehluleka nje ukuthi sizinwele njengamanye amazwe.
So now his point is, you know, at his workplace, for example, 90% of the employees are Zimbabweans. So he says, you know, that's why these people are complaining. We've literally swept all the jobs.
No,
but he says that's a problem.
You know, Gibbs, looking at employment, you present your papers and it's up to the employer to pick the best qualified, as long as this foreigner is legally in that country.
And South Africans are saying, no, we are stealing our jobs, right?
Babu Dube, okunye okwenza basiqaje vele ukuthi singama cheap labor more than bona. That's why bengibedina labana abantu. Liqiniso leli singalibalekile.
So you heard his point. He says, you know, the problem is that
they accept low wages.
That's right. Mm. That's right. So maybe bamba kunapho Nginyane ungayikatshana. Let's bring in Mr. Vusumuzi. Vusumuzi Spanda. I think he has rejoined right now. Let's get him and hear his views, you know, on some of these issues.
Yeah, I wanted him to explain his side in Shona because he got cut before he explained in Shona.
So now the problem is that he is not appearing properly here. Okay. Well, maybe let's get to Mr. Mkwana so that he can explain some of these things. Mm-hmm. Talk to him.
Yes, Mr. Mkwana, we heard from Mr.
Nginyan.
Busango, first Mr. Busango Charumbira, who said that there is a relationship between the South African government and the Zimbabwe government, and he hopes that the South African government will honor that relationship and renew the permits. And also, I think you heard from our two other callers, the other one, the most recent one, was saying he supports the idea of foreigners going back to their countries. What's your take on that?
Let me begin with repeating. You know, you can say the right thing the wrong way. Mr. Charumbira, to me, is saying some things that might be right, but he's saying them the wrong way. The attitude should not appear as a sense of entitlement. In as much as people can say Zimbabweans are doing good jobs, they are the ones who are helping the economy, South Africans are saying, hey, but we want to work, there's no work. The work is being taken by others. We must actually approach this with an understanding that we are in this together with the South Africans, and we must understand where their shoe is pinching. We cannot be dismissive to the feeling of the South African right now, as their circumstances are changing economically, not for the better, and there's more unemployment. We have to have an understanding at an empathetic level that we need to work together to fix this. The opportunity when we negotiate or get permits is the opportunity that would be given to people to say, can you try in these 3 years to sort out your issues at home? That opportunity is an opportunity we should embrace with both hands to say, okay, maybe you caught us unawares again. Maybe our people were not even ready again. But when you renew these permits, it is part of our duty to ensure that we conscientize our people to say, rebuild, sort out our issues back at home. Abantu kukhanya ngathi mhlawumbe asisebenzanga umsebenzi wenele ukuba conscientizer ukuthi bazwisise ukuthi ithubana lelade ubaphelona lokuthi babe namapermit bangaxoshwa njengoba omunye umlaleli laphana ejhile ukuthi abanye vele asikuthi bavele bafuna ukuqhathwa. Abanye ngabantu nje abazisebenzela ngezandla, omunye unguplamba uhambe ezincengisela la emisebenzini, omunye ungumakanika la uhambe ezilungisela izimota zakhe, akakho formally employed per se, but ufuna nje naye ukukhululeka angabotshwa. Kodwa lelo thuba must utilize that opportunity ukuthi kube yithuba lokuthi silungisene ekhaya. Nakhona nje sizathi kuhulumende waseSouth Africa akungeke kube yidukuduku kuphela, ngoba abantu labo kumele baziqoqe balungise. Kodwa phela manje seliphile bantu bakithi ithuba, when that opportunity is given, let us fix our issues back at home.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ngokukhuluma kwakho. So Joga, at the end of the day, some people are saying it's a question of fixing what is wrong back home. Maybe let's bring in Mr. Vusango. I think he has been slightly cut off. He will join shortly, I guess.
Yes.
So yeah, I think Vusumuzi is also trying to rejoin the show.
Okay, I can read some comments while we wait for.
Yes, Vusumuzi. Maybe he's there. Let's get him because.
Dr. Swanda, tanzwa maonero vamwe vanga vashaura parunare. Pane mumwe anga achitaura iye. Ndofunga muri kundinzwa here?
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay. Tanzwa mumwe anga achitaura kuti iye muchizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muSouth Africa muJohannesburg ane permit asi ari kuti aiwa vana veZimbabwe ngatidzokere kunyika kwedu. Ane zvikonzero zvaari kupawo. Tanzwa zvakare veZANU-PF Charumbira, Regis Charumbira Vusango vari kutaura kuti aiwa vanotarisira kuti mapepa acharenyuwiwa nokuti pane ukama hwakanaka pakati pehurumende yeZimbabwe nehurumende yeSouth Africa. Asi vamukwananzi vari kuti ngatiregei kuita sekunge chinhu ichi tiri entitled, chinhu chokuti tinofanira tichitonyengererawo, tichikumbirana, tichigarisana pasi towirirana. Munoti
ndoda kutanga nekuti uyo anga achitaura hake kuti ngatidzokerei kuZimbabwe ngatange kudzokerawo ka asadaidza vamwe kuti handidzokerei nekuti yakuda kudzokera. Nekuti vasingadi kudzokera vakagara muno vane zvikonzero zvinoita kuti vagare muno. Iye kana tingagonawo kuda kudzokera ngaatange nokudzokera asati atidzokerei asachiri muno. ndozouya kune vezanu PF. Handina zvangu nyanzofarira maisira vaita nyaya yavo, nekuti vari kutaura kunge mapemits aya ari kupiwa vanhu nekuti pane hukama pakati pezanu PF. Inenge yakutoita politics zvayo, yandirikuona kuti zvavari kutaura kuti aiwa achatopiwa vanhu hachizi chokwadi, nokuti havazvizivi izvozvo. Hapana manegotiations kutaura pakati kwezanu PF negovernment yemusouth Africa kwakaita kuti mapemits avepo, asi akaitwa negovernment yesouth Africa pamagrounds avanga vafunga kuti vatarisa. Saka tiri kuti zvedu titore nyaya idzi tiite nyaya dzekuda kuti titambe nadzo politics. Ngatiregedzei izvozvo, hazvina kunaka. Ndouyazve kuna vamukwananzi pane zvavanga vachitaura kuti aiwa vanhu ngavaregedze kuti vaite kunge vava entitled. Chatinofanirwa kuziva ndokuti mararamiro atinoita pasi pano, upenyu hwedu hwese hunotungamirwa nemutemo. Tinorarama nenzira iri pasi pemutemo. Pane vanhu vazhinji vasingazivi kodzero dzavo, nekusaziva kodzero dzavo votadza kuwana zvinhu zvavanofanirwa kuwana. Ndosaka zvichinzi mwana wamambo anoti kana ari mwana wamambo orarama kunge muranda, nekuti haazivi kuti ndiye atori mambo. Isusu sevanhu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu tinotoziva kuti mapemiti aya akaregedzwa kadai zvichareva kuti chero akanzi ari kuextendwa for another 10 years, zvichasvikira pakuti vanhu vanenge vasara vaane kodzero yekuwana mapemiti aya vanenge vava 5,000, 10,000. Asi vanhu vanga vagara muSouth Africa makore 10, 15 vachipiwa mapemiti aya, vanga vasachidzokera kuZimbabwe vachikwalifaya kuti vave zvizvarwa zvemuno muSouth Africa vanenge vadzingwa. Asi tichiziva kuti zvakare vanhu ivava kana vakaenda kuZimbabwe, vazhinji vacho sinzi vakawana mapemits aya, maybe munhu akaenda kaviri kana katatu atishanya. Saka vanhu vatingavati vagari vemuZimbabwe here, vachiri zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe here, nekuti havachisina ukama, havachisina kuzivana neZimbabwe nenzira yatinoziva ichitaurwa nemutemo. Mugari anotaurwa, anorondwa nemutemo, kuti kana tichiti munhu uyu mugari wenyika, tinoreva kuti munhu uyu apedza mazuva mangani akagara munyika umu, ndozvinonzi nechirungu ordinarily resident. Saka kana tikada kuti titore kuita kundinguya vanhu vaakukumbira asi vaane kodzero nezviri pamutemo, tinenge tichizoita kuti pakupedzisira vanhu vazhinji varasikirwe nekodzero dzavanopiwa nemutemo. Saka izvozvo hazvina kunaka, uye hatifaniri kuri kana tichiziva kuti mutemo uyu watove vanhu kodzero, tiregedze kodzero idzodzo dzichirasikirwa nevanhu nokuti ivo havadziziri kodzero dzavo.
So Dr. Sibanda, we are talking about this kind of an issue which is very sensitive. So when we look at what the political parties are doing there, we've got two parties that are pushing for the removal of all illegal foreigners. And yet Julius Malema is saying, no, this is not the time for doing that. So at the end of the day, whose voice is going to be the victorious voice, you know, on all this?
Well, look, I think what is happening with the politics that are basically, you know, playing in South Africa is we see, you know, the extremists, you know, the right wing, you know, extremists like your, that are similar to, Trump. And those that are saying, look, but we think we need, migrants because they're Africans, because these borders are not our borders. Just like saying, look, let us remove borders. And, we know that that's a rhetoric. That's something that sounds nice in terms of Pan-Africanism. But when we look at the law and the reality of the things, we know in terms of the law that those things are going to happen because these are sovereign states that as a result must remain and function within that sovereignty. I mean, and if we look and consider those particular factors, we therefore know that, you know, there is politicking and there is the law and then there is reality. And if we consider those particular factors, we then say, for example, somebody, I think it was the ZANU-PF guy who also said, look, the South African economy is supported by the Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. I mean, that is wishful thinking. South Africa has been in existence without Zimbabwe, and South Africa will continue to exist without Zimbabweans or any other person, just like any other country, you know, in terms of basically saying we cannot say that if the permits are not renewed, South Africa will not continue to subsist. But we are talking in terms of the legal right that the people have acquired and not, you know, the politicking, which sounds good or not. So we can have a lot of people going to the streets to picket and saying even half of South Africa can go and picket. But as long as the Constitution of South Africa stands, as long as South Africa is a signatory to some of the international instruments that, you know, it signs,
it is duty bound to act in terms of the law of general application, and therefore those that are entitled to either apply for permanent residence and be granted so or citizenship, they will just do that, and nobody can do anything about it unless the courts have become rogue and are no longer, you know, binding themselves to the law.
Thank you very much. And maybe still on the line, we've got Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who wants to say something here. I think maybe he's one of the exemption papers holders. Let's hear from him. Baba Sipho, kunjani mfowethu?
Baba Dube, njani lonke abanye abalaleli?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Akusitshele, unayo iphepha kumbe awuna exemption yakhona le?
Iphepha lona leli Dube.
Angikuzwanga, kungeqile.
Ngilalo Dube.
Aha.
Nyamangala njengoba uSibanda nxa bekhuluma yona le, umuntu obekhuluma wabakunkhwana zuthi i-sense of entitlement le esesilayo yikho kusizonisa abantu beSouth Africa. Ungakhala kakhulu ama-permit lawo kayisithi sodwa esilayo, abantu beleSotho balawo, I think abe-Angola balawo, a few countries abalawo, but abantu beSouth Africa babhese kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe. Endawo yokuthi thina sizizwe ngani eSouth Africa sesingani silokuyi-entitlement khonokho sikutshoyo, njengokuya emakhoti khonokho sikutshoyo. Njengalokunye ubhude eshile ukuthi ngabe siyabuyela ekhaya sifoswe siyelungisa into zethu, ngoba amaZimbabwe, we have got a good number, more than million abantu beZimbabwe balapha sengasengasabali abalamapermit labangalamapermit. Sikhumanga ukuthi umuntu athi yena sitshintshe i-economy ye-South Africa, asitshintshe i-economy ye-South Africa, sikhumanga abantu abasebenza emakhitshini, abasebenza uwatsha odrayiva, not ama scarce skills. Those scarce skills, very, they have got special permits, but ama scarce skills, they are awarded ama permits, a different permit. Tina with ama permits, we are awarded, we are somewhere as illegals in South Africa. We are illegal here in South Africa. When's why amnesty first? So we're given those permits after he come and they amnesty. So amnesty, you see tolera. So you have also tolera, sesibuya peki, sesibuya loku zizwa sesingani sesi entitled to nothing, which is wrong. Dube, abantu bakithi singaphikisana abafundile abangafundanga, but iqiniso kufanele sincenge njengoba libona umphanaze sithu ilanguage ikhona esisebenzisa kube yokuncenga uhulumeni.
Ye, sicela ukufana ngesikhiwa nxa ufisa khonapho nje ngamafutshane ngesikhiwa ukuthi cha cha.
What I'm trying to say, Dube, these permits, people are saying Zimbabwean permits are special. It's not special. We have got other countries, especially Lesotho, they've got these kinds of permits. Angola, they've got these kinds of permits. But South Africans are targeting us, Zimbabweans, because we're feeling entitled. We're making a lot of noise. We're like bullying them in their own space. So even the numbers of Zimbabweans here in South Africa, the numbers, they are so big, so big. Every corner, someone said in their company about 80 or 90% of the staff are Zimbabweans. That's not nice with the local South Africans. The South Africans have got the right to complain about the situation on the ground. And they've got the right to tell their government what they want. And if the government is listening to their citizen, they are going to chase us away. But let's hope the government will look both sides and not chase us away just like that. Give us at least a grace period, let's say 3, 2, 4 years, and then we prepare, we go back home, like Mr. Mkwanan said.
This guy is a permit holder.
Yes, what I wanted to know is there is someone who wrote here, it's not Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who said that there will be demonstrations on the 24th of August. Those are permits, and this is not true. He says there are demonstrations on the 24th. Is that so?
Yes, they are preparing for demonstrations. There are demonstrations on the 24th of November against the Zimbabwean permits. Mm-hmm. And they are targeting Zimbabweans.
Just Zimbabweans.
Yeah, just Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm. Is it because the Zimbabwean population is more than other countries?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, Mr. Chok.
Yes, yeah, so okay, I was telling you, I'm going to go to the phone and say that 24, come back.
Balungiselela imidiya manje, abantu baseSouth Africa bademonstrate mhla ka 24. Baya kuhulumeni ezinjini zikahulumende ePitori. Abanye basebenze besuggest ukuthi baye endlini kamalema, endaba yokuthi umalema is supporting ama-foreigners. But okumele umnanzelele Dube, abakhulumi ngama-foreigners generally. abantu abakhuluma ngabo ngabeZimbabwe kakhulu.
Ye kunokunye futhi ongani kubuhlungu amaZulu Africans akhuluma ngakho. Umsebenzi siyakubona konke lo labafazi bakhuluma langabafazi babo ukuthi abanye benu phelezele iganga.
Abafazi
owafazi.
Owafazi kuswela abantu abakhuluma ngawo icrime Dube efuthe singazake sishayike. Icrime vele yenziwa ngabantu bakithi eyibhura lapha ukulanga abantu bakithi. Khathesi thina sinje silungiselele ukuthi angcwabe umfana wekhaya obule okhanywe ngabantu ekuseni esiye emsebenzini. Ekhanywe uyabe khanywe ngabantu bakithi. Ubanjwa ngabantu bakithi eyibhura. Kula muntu weSouth Africa obamba inkunzi eyibhura. Siyakwazi sonke lokhu ngabe sikubalekele lokhu.
Ya kulobuzima. So jonga wathi sibise omunye futhi sike sizuthi uthini. Ngembono uVusango kumbe sephendukile. Bona uVusango lokho ehambile kakaphenduki jonga. So sathi ukuthi sileteke abanye laba abangene kudala siqale ke ngobongani sizuthi ubongani uthini. Bongani ubulalele abantu bekhuluma ngamafitshane iprogram siyaphela ngokuthi gaga utsho ukuthi wena ubona njani kwakukhulunywa ngabantu ngamafitshane sibili.
Kunzima mina lami mpendulo umdala wezanu oyi-1 lo ngendlela akhulume ngakhona yilokho ukuthi vele abantu bezanu baneproblem ewani bafuna ukuzenza amabhosi lasendaweni ongamelanga bazenza amabhosi yonke bafuna ukukontrola. Inkinga yabantu bezanu bakhulele emangeni and sebacabanga ukuthi amangaba abakhule kuwo lawa lokho esebenza kulesi sikhathi. Abantu bezanu kumele befunde ukuhlonipha abanye abantu. Angeke umuntu athi bazokwenza laba abantu beSouth Africa umuntu angazange akhulume labo. Okutshengisela ukuthi vele yonke into yabo abalandeli umthetho abantu bezalo. Kutsho ukuthi ngendlela akhuluma ngayo ikhona idili abayenza le-ANC. Yikho abantu beZimbabwe besuka besithi kutsho ukuthi i-ANC ikhona ekwaziyo ngeZimbabwe because last time abantu be-ANC kwathiwa eZimbabwe abantu badutshuliwe live on camera. Kwayalwa kwaphikiswana kwathiwa kudutshulwa ngamuntu abantu bebulawa egcekeni i-ANC yathi akula nto eyenzakale eZimbabwe akulamsindo. I-network icinyiwe eZimbabwe i-ANC yasupporta. So umuntu wezanu uma esebuye sekhuluma esethi definitely azoyenziwa ama-passport kutsho ukuthi yikho ama-South African esithuka. So kutsho ukuthi zanu PF kukhona ekwenza le ANC yekelani bakhuluma ama-South Africa.
Thank you very much. So he's really saying, you know, maybe there's something being cooked behind the scenes, you know, by the ANC and ZANU PF. So let's bring in Mr. Mkhwananzi and then Mr. Iswanda.
And Mr. Zibusango is saying, please give me a chance before the show closes.
Where is he?
He just sent a text message here.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I can call him and put him, but I can't.
Because yeah, let him rejoin. So there is Mr. Mkhwananzi. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Mr. Mkhwananzi, we've heard from Zimbabweans who are in South Africa, some who are permit holders, they are saying Zimbabweans should go back to Zimbabwe. Why?
Look, the reality is at the end of the day, we have a country that we will still need to fix. We have homes. We need to sort out our matters at the end of the day. So the other thing is some decisions, even if it's there's a legal entitlement that someone might have gained, there's ways to approach issues. Some of these issues are very sensitive and volatile. And just to prove legal points, when you can first create tensions and problems in the country and instability, what is the point then that you just gained this, let's say they give you the permanent residency by court of law and you are not able to get into a taxi and go to that workplace because the community doesn't like you and is xenophobic against you. Our task, particularly as Zimbabwe community South Africa, is to build social cohesion and build communities that have peace, communities that foster economic development, communities that share skills transfer, and we live in harmony. And I think I would give that to maybe Julius Malema to say that is what he means. It doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't understand the South Africans. He's just saying we can't just be kicking out people. Let's find ways of sorting out their problems and our problems together. So we need to create a tone of social harmony and a unity. We can't be sounding like an arrogant bunch of people who feel entitled on a matter that we, when it was started by Babu Jabulani Mkhwananzi and Abu Ngqabutho Mabena, we went there asking for help. Today, kufana tube nomuntu ofika engedama ehlupheka elala ekwame kitchen. Abe sengibuza ukuthi wena vele ungenelani lo mama kwangapha bedroom? Why mina ngilala la ekitchen? Yibe kuganga lokho. Abantu abeke ulukuganga.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba kolapho sibise ke ubaba uVusango. Vusango, is your chance now. Go ahead and you know, hate what people were saying.
Yeah, but Gibbs, it's not fair. Why is it it's happening on your show so much that you keep saying Vusango is not here? But I've been hearing the whole show, I'm here. And
no, in fact,
you're not unmuting me or anything because I'm
not here. The problem was you're not appearing on our screen. That's the problem.
But I'm here. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, you know what? I can't go all the way back, but I know there was a lot said by other speakers who were speaking before me. But we know that in South Africa, there's an issue that South Africans are having. They are having so many issues as far as the land issue is concerned, who controls the economy of the country, and also now that there's so many political players in the politics of South Africa. But what I wanted to assure the viewers, I know there are listeners who are listening, who are supporters of my party, ZANU-PF, is that we still going to say the same thing, that we have a good relationship with ANC. At the same time, we have good working relationships with EFF. Okay? So when Comrade Malema is saying what he's saying, We know that he will protect our citizens. He has the voice in the South African Parliament, almost the same voice to the ANC. So if we are guaranteed that the ANC and us, we are sister parties, and Comrade Malema is for sure in support of our people, then we shouldn't worry. I understand that those Zimbabweans who are there in South Africa are worried that this might happen. Of course, we know things like xenophobia, they did happen before, but We had the government, had talks with the South African government. You saw what happened in Nigeria when the Nigerians there in Nigeria protested and they vandalized the property of South African government and vehicles because of xenophobia. So South Africans have learned a lot as far as xenophobia is concerned. And also, if we know that the economy of South Africa, for things to arrive to South African ports, they have to leave through the land. And most of the land connection is through the Bedbridge border. If the Bedbridge border is closed for some reasons, of which that will never happen, because our relations will never allow us to do tit for tat with the South African government. So there is going to be a lot of discussions with the South African government as far as our people there in that country are concerned, for them to be protected, to continue to get the visas. And Zimbabwe and South Africa, they should not fear that they will be killed or attacked by the South Africans because of the fear that they are taking their jobs or things like that. You know what? In South Africa, there is a rule of law as far as in Zimbabwe it is. So just continue to be patient. You are not going to be killed. You are not going to be threatened. But what we want is, we don't want our people to spread fear to each other and say the South Africans, they are after us. They are not after you. They are after their government and their policies. And that has nothing to do with you. You are just there to work, and you get your permit for sure. So somebody said that this is not politics. I'll end in 2 seconds. Someone said it's not politics.
Yeah, in fact, we are remaining.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, musati maenda nachida kuti kuhurumende zvizvairikita kugadzirisa zvino kuti vana vari kunze kwenyika vadzoke pano kuti mutembe kuti vapiwe mapermit ku South Africa.
10 seconds.
Yes, in Zimbabwe, you know what we are doing. We there's a lot of commissioning the president is doing. We are trying by all means to revive our economy. You know that in Mashonaland West, there will be the biggest iron or steel production plant coming soon, and it's going to employ a lot of our people. So we are also trying the best we can. But, you know, as far as our issues, it's all about sanctions. That's the reason why our people are all...
Mr. Vusango, thank you very much for joining our show. tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Wish to thank Dr. Vusi Moses Banda, Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, Mr. Regis Busangu Charumbira, Mr. Nginyane, who has got an exemption permit, and Mr. Bongani, and also Mr. Sipongulube, who is a holder of an exemption permit. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Tube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland, Mwara Vakanaka Vatere.